Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is December the 12th, and we got 12 shopping days left till Christmas. It's 10 a.m., and if we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers from Land Development.
Mahmoud Sozo, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
James Lane, Environmental Control.
Mike Rosales, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Rick Giudo, Park Board.
Tom Strong, Fire Marshal's Office.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Solid Waste.
Brian Gumper, Building Official.
Stephanie Sanchez, Secretary.
Thank you. You can ask.
Item number one up there.
Please. Items number one and two ultimately go together, but we'll take item number one first, which is Administrative Development Permit 18-046. It's for the property that's generally located at the terminus of South Sunnyside Avenue, south of East Benedict Road. The proposal involves a property that's approximately 1.85 acres, and the proposed use is for off-site parking for the employees for the adjoining industrial property and project. There was originally a mitigated negative declaration that was prepared for the industrial warehouse project. This this additional site under this permit is for the parking only, and it's been analyzed through an addendum of that environmental document, and we have found that to be acceptable. Again, what they're proposing is the is parking stalls only. So we don't have any specific questions, conditions from planning. I do have some from Public Works. I think I gave them to the applicant as it relates to the improvements related to Sunnyside Avenue. The conditions that were prepared combines both, and so I'll be able to extract which one belongs to which project so that we get them in their appropriate resolutions. Gary, do you have anything to add for ADP 1846, please?
No, not in particular. The street improvements are public. We have the usual SWIP. WQMP requirements that were already required on the first part of this project. We have conditions. You're welcome to take a look. If you have any questions, give us a holler.
Thank you, Gary. Robert, do you have anything to add to that?
Nothing from traffic.
Robert, anything for us, please?
It may need a landscape service or to relocate the one they were planning, but other than that, it's just standard requirements.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. No comments at this time.
Thank you. Fire, I know it still needs to be routed to you for the formal condition on that, but we will.
On this one, we have no comments.
Okay. Thank you. Tracy, need trash enclosure?
Yes, I need three trash enclosures. No. No comments.
Thank you. Brian, is there anything to say?
The only thing I would say is they may need another address for electrical service over on that side.
Okay.
Over there. For the irrigation controls and the lighting in the parking lot.
Okay.
Other than that, I have no comments.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the group?
Yeah, I said, may I ask about the conditions? Is that okay?
Of course.
Wonderful. I was, do I need to go up?
You could come up or speak louder, or however you feel comfortable. I think Kent just wanted you to walk up in the front, that's all.
Okay. thank you so much for your attention to this project. I appreciate the time that you put into it. Just a quick question. There's a double asterisk that talks about a scoping form required for the traffic report. It's required this form shall indicate the need of a traffic report, but the mitigated neg deck, we've already done it.
That's satisfied before, right? So it's no additional comments.
Okay. Yeah. Terrific. Thank you.
Anything else? Any other comments from the group? With that, I would like to entertain a motion to adopt resolution 2018-74, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Well, that one stands approved. The item number two, there we go. An angel got its wings. Now I'm dating myself. Everyone's laughing, so I guess they're dating themselves also.
I didn't laugh.
Item number two is amendment to conditions number 18-02. It was for originally previously approved subdivision 1704 and development permit type D 1707. This is on the southwest corner of East Benedict Road and South Tippecanoe. It was for the construction of an industrial warehouse project. As mentioned earlier before, there was a mitigated negative declaration that was prepared for the project. A subsequent addendum has been prepared to make that modification. I think there has been a reduction of the building size. And the request for the amendment is, for those of us that may recall, originally they were going to use the service road, the county flood control service road that paralleled Tippecanoe to satisfy their fire access point as a fire department requirement. Since then, as I mentioned, they reduced the size of the building, basically moving the easterly wall more towards the west so that they could provide on-site access for both their vehicles and for fire access. Fire has reviewed that and has found that to be acceptable as a modification. So that's the purpose of the modification. In talking with Public Works regarding this item, they are supportive of the removal of that improvement along with the county fire. What they are asking is that there's been a couple of conditions. They want a written verification from county flood control that they do not need that. Essentially, county flood in a telephone conversation indicated that we don't need that road anymore. So they just need something in writing to say that. So the conditions have been written accordingly. With that, Gary, do you have anything to add?
No, same conditions as the first project.
Mahmoud?
Nothing new from Tavi.
Robert?
Just standard requirements for that.
Anything else for us?
No comments.
None?
No additional comments.
Tracy?
Yes. The three previous DERC meetings that we had, I asked for to identify whether you were going to have compactors or trash enclosures, but I still don't see anything on your site plan. So how will you be serviced for trash collection?
And they're not on the plans at this point?
No. No trash enclosures. There's less bays now, so what would you do as far as compactors? So we need a standard enclosure, or we need you to identify your compactors.
I'm surprised that's not on there.
No. Do you happen to have a copy? I know, I'm pretty sure you have a copy of the original resolution there.
I do.
Yes, my contact information
is here. Terrific. I have no comments.
None? Do you have any questions of the group?
I don't. Thank you for your
time. Any other comments from the group as well? So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt resolution 2018-75 for the approval to amendment to conditions number 1802.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number three, please?
Yes, sir. Item number three is development permit type D18-12, a request to allow the development and establishment of a pallet manufacturing, repair, and storage facility, along with construction of on and off site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 4.95 acres, located at 5770 North Industrial Parkway. The parcel is located in the industrial heavy IH zone and is exempt from CEQA pursuant to section 15301 for existing facilities, as this is a similar use to what was there previously, which was a machine shop and manufacturer of mining equipment. Recommendation today is for approval.
Anything to add, Chantal?
I don't have anything to add at this point. The applicant is aware of the conditions that we've placed on due to fire concerns.
Okay, thank you. Gary, do you have anything for us, please?
No, we have the conditions. If you have any questions, they're already showing a proposed preliminary WQMP, which is fine. They're apparently going to add the paving where the pallets are going to be stored. The only question we had is that is there actually three driveways to this site? It looks like there is in the field. Is the applicant here?
Hey, my name is Kevin Kent with TK Management Services. And there is three entrances on the property. The two main are to the right-hand side of the property, as you can see, as displayed there.
Do you plan to access these pallet yards or pallets from that westerly driveway?
That's not our intention. We're using the main driveway that you can see that's in the middle of the project there.
Because it looks like that's not paved in a portion of that.
It isn't.
That was our question.
It used to be Industrial Parkway. It was a street.
When it's
and
realigned.
Then we moved over and relocated. So now it's just land. It does have the driveway approaches that you guys or somebody developed to still give them access to Industrial Parkway. But our intentions are is the main driveway approach will enter in and off the property with.
All right, so the entrance and the pallet yard will be on paving.
Yes.
It's finished.
Correct.
Okay. That was my only question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Gary.
That's all.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, anything for us?
Nothing from
Thank you. Robert, good.
It looks like you may have to add a landscaping service or upgrade the existing service to a combination domestic landscape. I just have standard requirements for you.
Thank you.
Anything for us?
No comments at this time.
No comments?
Fire. You need to do a separate submittal to fire in order to get your conditions from us. I'll be passing down a card should you have any questions for our front counter technician, as well as the paperwork on how to do that submittal.
Okay.
Once you go online and make payment and submit the required documents, call the office and let Priscilla know that you've done that. That way we can get it right bumped up to the front and get those out to you, okay?
Yeah, we've already submitted, so.
To County Fire?
Yeah.
Yes.
We have.
It's not showing in my system.
I pulled it up this morning. It's in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was told it's not showing in my system.
So okay. No,
if you've already done it to fire, then just ignore everything I've said. Have a good day, sir. Thank you so much. The comments that are on there, those will be the ones you want to use.
But the practice on your speech was excellent. You got the wording down. I just wanted to let the record reflect.
Lesson learned, though. Thank you. Gracie, any comments from?
So the location for the trash enclosure is acceptable. It's a little bit larger than our standard. Our standard's an 8 by 15. You have 9 by 15. That's fine.
Okay.
You'll just want to verify with building and safety if you have to make any modifications for ADA.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and from my end, I'd like to see a submittal to our department as well. Do you have any other plant improvements for the yard area?
The only thing that's going to be is the paving there, and then we're going to fire sprinklers.
I see.
But there's not going to be any changes to the buildings. No.
What about the existing water lines?
There is going to be a water line that's going to come in that's been approved by the water district and fire department for a fire line fee and a fire on-site fire hydrant.
And then you're not going to have any lighting or fencing or any
there's
of that?
There is lighting on site, and there will be block walls that we will be proposing.
But that's existing, the lighting?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll just need permits then for the block walls and for the stack area?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you have any questions of the committee members?
No.
Does anyone else have any comments? Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak on this? Number faces I don't recognize out there. I just want to know if anyone wanted to speak. If not, our recommendation is for the adoption of resolution 2018-76, approving development permit type D-1812. If I may entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Is there any opposition? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael, will you kindly introduce item number four, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Item number four is subdivision 18-15. It's a request to allow the subdivision of a parcel containing approximately 1.14 acres into two parcels, each containing approximately 0.57 acres. Is located West Lincoln Avenue, approximately 490 feet west of North State Street in the residential suburban RS zone. It is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act pursuant to section 15315 for minor land divisions of the state CEQA guidelines. And our recommendation today is that that Development and Environmental Review Committee adopt resolution number 2018-077 approving subdivision 18-15 based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval and finding that the project is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you, Michael. Anything to add to that?
No, I do not.
Your applicant here? Okay, thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yes, I had some questions for the applicant. Are you proposing to build houses as part of this project?
Yes.
Have you got building permits ready to...
Not yet.
Okay, because residential parcel maps require off-site improvements. And I'm looking at the conditions from the Public Works Department, and I think we need to talk about that because they're going to be asked to do driveway encroachment permits, curb, gutter, sidewalk, prior to this parcel map recording. And it didn't look like tentative parcel map actually indicated what was going to be proposed there. You've got curb and gutter on both sides of the street. Kind of when you go out there, there's pieces of it as you go down Lincoln, and your frontage doesn't have any of those improvements. So the undergrounding, the street lights, everything that's in the residential code for parcel maps is going to apply to this. So I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that. But you're proposing to put two homes on there? Two. So do you know your timing on the homes?
Not yet.
So you're saying that the improvements, the off-site improvements, had to be completed prior to recording the final map?
Yes. You either need to complete the improvements, or you need to make financial agreements prior to this going to the council to record as a final map.
So they can do bonding.
You can do bonding, that is allowed in the residential code, but you need to do all of the improvement plans through Public Works.
Right.
Those have to be approved and estimates prepared for the bonding if you're going to go that route.
Okay.
That's kind of a small piece of curb.
Right.
You may want to consider doing the improvements instead of bonding for them.
Right. It just depends on the timing.
And that's your city engineer right there, so if you have any questions about Public Works, Santa can talk to you.
Good Santa to me.
So other than that, there's not, if you're used to, have you done parcel maps before? Okay. So the city's pretty consistent with most agencies. Survey map prepared by land surveyor, you have to prepare grading plans. Okay. That's about all.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, anything for us?
No comments from traffic at this point.
Thank you. Robert, anything for us?
Yes. A sewer main extension may be required if you want to connect to the sewage collection system for this water department. But for water, you'll need to see Muskogee Mutual Water Company. It's in their service area. Other than that, just standard requirements.
How far is the sewer from that?
What was the question again?
How far is the sewer?
It's a little over 500 feet. Yeah.
He has the option to hook up to the septic.
They may be able to get a septic tank, but we don't issue permits for that. So.
Over 200 feet.
200 feet. You have to connect.
They're going to have to get approval from the water quality.
Anything for us? No comments?
We're going to do this different this time. Did you get fire conditions for this? Because
because I said that there is no fire conditions submitted yet. So.
I'm going to be honest with you, and I just took on this project as of last
okay.
night. So I did not.
So far, we're in agreement.
There you go.
The same spiel I gave earlier, I'll pass this down. Feel free to call us. We'll walk you through the process. As soon as you get that done, then we'll get those comments out to you, okay?
Oh, man. And we'll play back the tape for him so he knows what's going on. Thank you.
Gracie, anything for us?
No comments.
Ryan, anything?
No, nothing. I would just like to say on the septic tank, though, that'll depend on the other adjacent properties, too, if there's any existing wells over there or anything like that. But other than that, you can probably do it. But other than that, I have no comments on the subdivision.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions of the committee members? No?
With that, our recommendation is for the adoption of Resolution 2018-77, approving subdivision 18-15. May I entertain that motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Congratulations. Looking forward to seeing your projects.
Thank you.
With that, I'd like to adjourn this meeting. It is now 10:23. We'll adjourn to our next meeting of January the 9th, 2019. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, did you want to speak on this item?
No. You called me about my project. I was, may I show you this, please?
Of course. But we still stand adjourned. We'll figure this out.
Tell me about it.